This is Money, brought to you in partnership with NS&I Premium Bonds, creating millions of reasons to celebrate every month.
Help to Buy, the government's flagship scheme to give a leg up to first-time buyers. Now, it's come in for a bit of flack recently. It's due to run to 2021, but could be extended by another 2 years. However, it's being accused of pushing up house prices, benefiting the better off, and leaving some effectively trapped in their own homes. Now, the real winners, some say, it's the house builders. Redrose founder confirming this view, calling Help to Buy a godsend, just as his building firm prepared to hand him almost $22 million in a dividend bonus. So Simon, remind us then, what exactly is Help to Buy?
Well, if we cast our mind back 5.5 years, 2013, March 2013, budget day. A good day for builders, as I described it at the time. Because a certain Mr. George Osborne, back then, was the Chancellor. And he was under fire. It's easy to forget quite how much fire he was coming under at that point. Austerity was in full swing. Recovery was conspicuous by its absence. And he was getting all kinds of bashing from lots of different angles about how instead of austerity, we should be increasing government spending to help the economy and doing all these things. And he was sticking to his austerity guns. But he had tried pretty much everything to try and get economic growth going. And we were lagging behind the rest of the world. We were lagging behind Europe. We were lagging behind the States. And I think in what was a last-ditch attempt to do this, he rolled the dice on the property market. And he decided that, because the property market is an easy way to revive the economy. Britain's economy is very strongly tied to the property market. We have high house prices, but when people's house prices go up, they feel a bit more confident. But when people move, they spend money on things, consumer goods, their sofas, the washing machines, all the other things like that. And we weren't building enough homes as well. So there's this other concern, we weren't building enough homes. But there was also a worry that houses were too expensive. A worry that has not gone away since. So he came up with this brilliant wheeze that would solve all of these problems. We lend people 20% of the value of a new build property, interest-free, for 5 years, which helps them get a bigger deposit. So it makes buying that property cheaper, gets them over the hurdle of only being able to access 95% mortgage rates, which are more expensive, encourages them to buy more new homes, which encourages builders to build more new homes because they've got people they can sell them to, and they've instantly overcome the problem that the reason why people weren't buying the product they were selling is because it was too expensive. And it's difficult to know exactly how much of the property market revival, which had been flatlining at that point, since the initial bounce back after the financial crisis, it's difficult to know how much of that was down to Help to Buy. Some of it was down to mortgage rates improving. Some of that was down to the introduction of the funding for lending scheme, which bunged banks cheap money in order to lend it to people. But it definitely put a swagger back in the property market's step. It definitely gave it that little bump. Maybe it was the little boost it needed to get over the hump. We'll never know.
Yeah, which could have come anyway from somewhere else.
And in a way, Help to Buy worked because it became easier for people to buy homes. More homes got built and the economy did better.
So why the criticism? What's wrong
with
it?
Well, because it was fundamentally flawed. Because if there's a if your problem is that people can't buy something because it's too expensive, lending people 20% of the price interest free only pushes the price up. It doesn't bring the price down. So rather than bringing the price down, we helped push the price up. We gave people free money to buy something. There was no incentive for builders to try and bring the cost of the homes that they were selling to people down. We've seen the big developers' profit margins increase substantially since. They have been making money hand over fist. They have been returning large amounts of that money to their shareholders. I must admit, I have owned shares in house builders for the last few years, and they have been a very good investment, and I've had lots of money back in dividends, because the thing is, I could see a problem where we needed to build more homes, and the only people who were going to build them were the house builders, and it seemed to be they had a tailwind. It was win-win for them. And also, they've given a lot of money back to some of the people in society who I think really need money. The bosses of house builders. Because it's not easy being the boss of a house builder. You need to have a really big house. You probably need to have quite a few expensive cars. You're probably going to need some really flash holidays. You've got to keep up with the Joneses because round the corner there's the boss of another house builder and he might have a bigger house or more cars or a flasher holiday. So, you know, it's...
Well, we're talking about Redrose, the founder there. I mean, he's just one example.
Just one example. There has been a very controversial one surrounding some of the money, some of the bonuses and the share options and the things that have been paid to people. Ultimately, the issue is that 5 years down the line, we've still got Help to Buy. We're still propping up the new build housing market with Help to Buy. And we have now reached a position where there's the obvious suggestion that this is driving up prices. Mm-hmm. There's the suggestion that builders might even be pricing properties. Not only is it driven up prices through the interest-free cash, but they might be pricing properties higher because of Help to Buy.
Yeah.
There's the scenario where people are now having to start paying back those. Like the first cohort are now having to start paying interest on their loans. So all of a sudden their costs are going up. There's lots of those people who didn't quite realise that one of the neat little tricks in this was that when the government lent you the 20%, it was also taking a stake in your home. So if your home went up in value, so did the government's stake. So the government has been profiting from your higher house prices. And lots of those people have bought new homes and then discovered 5 years down the line, 3 years down the line, that their house hasn't actually appreciated by that much in value. They're not necessarily able to pay back that interest-free loan. And if they want to move to another house, they're wondering how they work this one out. And actually, the remortgaging thing is a bit of an issue. But I think the fundamental problem with Help to Buy, it has essentially driven up prices. And I wrote my column about this week. It could have been so different. There was another way of doing this, and all you had to do was do it the other way around.
I want to ask you about that, but I do want to say the only person actually I've known to benefit from this is a banker. So I wonder who this was meant to help, and I imagine it's not the bankers.
There's a lot of ordinary people who have got on the housing market with this. There are a lot of people, ordinary families, young couples.
Wasn't some research saying one in five have been used for sort of second steppers and those more wealthy?
Yes, but just because you already own a home and you're a second stepper doesn't mean that a home is affordable for you, another home is affordable for you. In fact, actually, sometimes it can be even harder to buy your second home than your first home. And the wealthy thing is an interesting one because that's possibly being taken out of context because whilst someone earning £50,000 a year, for example, would be considered extremely well off in the northeast, in London, when it comes to buying a house, you're not in the top tier of people who are able to buy a house. So you have to look at all these things in context. And it has helped a huge number of people to buy homes, but it has not dealt with the underlying problem. And in fact, it has made the underlying problem worse in that houses are now even more unaffordable than they were 5.5 years ago. It's likely that most people who bought under Help to Buy will have seen their house go up a bit in value. But there is the scenario where new build houses are sold as a premium product. So new build houses are sold generally at around 15 to 20% premium to existing housing stock because they're brand new. And so nobody else has lived in it before. The issue is a 3-year-old or 5-year-old new build house, is that still a premium product?
Yeah.
Because it's not brand new anymore, is it? Now, you could argue that it's been freshly built, there should be less problems with it, and so on and so on. But there have been lots of problems with new build homes, and I'm not convinced that the wider world considers newly built or nearly newly built homes to be the best thing to buy. I think they prefer to buy existing homes. And so people are finding that the premium that they paid because the home was new is eroded. And so actually, they might find that even if house prices in the area they live in have gone up, their property hasn't gone up by as much because it's not brand new anymore. And if there's a developer down the road building a brand new one that somebody could buy for a similar price, well, they'll go buy the brand new one if they're going to pay that premium.
All right, Simon, you teased us with what would have been the answer to all of this. So, Chancellor Simon Lambert.
It probably would have been something that George Osborne would have struggled to ride out, I would suggest. But what he should have done is he should have lent the money interest-free to the builders, not the buyers. Mm-hmm. So we should have had Help to Build, not Help to Buy. The problem at the time was considered to be that houses were too expensive and that we weren't building enough of them. Now, the way to make houses cheaper and to make sure that we build more of them is to reduce the costs to developers of building those homes. So instead of lending money interest-free for 5 years to buyers, you lend money interest-free for 5 years to builders, which then brings down their cost of building, encourages them to build more homes, and means that they can sell those homes at a lower price to people and still make the same profits. And in fact, you could have even tied the funding to building more homes. So the only way they would have got more, they could have got money, but the only way they could have got more money was to build more homes. This was very similar to how funding for lending worked in terms of banks. The only way they could get more, they could get a certain amount of money, but the only way they could get more was to lend out more money. And just imagine how different things would have looked if we'd spent 5 years making homes cheaper rather than more expensive.
Thank you very much, Simon. Well, we'd love to know your views.
Tweet us at This Is Money. Leave us a comment under the article that we publish each week for the podcast at This Is Money. Or if you really want to, you can email us at editor@thisismoney.co.uk.
We may even read out some choice ones. Thank you very much, Simon Abbott. You can stay up to date with all the latest breaking money news. Just go to thisismoney.co.uk or download the app. And if you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes? It helps people find us.
This Is Money, brought to you in partnership with NS&I Premium Bonds, creating millions of reasons to celebrate every month.